Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I get that the headline on Wednesday morning will be Kevin Durant and his triple-double and the 49 points and how he torched the Nets and the Bucks in the second half of their game on Tuesday night. But and it should be Jeff Green as well, and the fact that James Harden gutted through his game, although at times you wondered if that was more of a liability. And the Nets deserve all the credit for coming back the way they did from 17 points down. However, the Bucks should be ashamed of themselves. And that's how I started my CBS Sports Minute. I haven't recorded it yet. I'm still writing it, but they should be ashamed of themselves. I don't know how they recover from a letdown like this one. And the fact that they've got so many veterans who know better. They've been through adversity, but maybe this team is not equipped to be champions. Maybe they don't have championship heart and mettle. They don't have championship leadership. And you wonder, I've already started to see people speculate about Mike Budenholzer's job. And you wonder if he survives this, if they don't rally and win in a game seven, because that's what it will take. Does Coach Bud or Coach Bood, does he survive this? Because this would be 2 years in a row in which they've, well, 3 years really, but last year is the top seed. And then this season and having this grand opportunity, and yay for Kevin Durant. It was amazing to watch, but the Bucks played right into his hands. They collapsed. Otherwise, they would still be the winners. So good for the Brooklyn Nets. An incredible performance for Kevin Durant. If you haven't seen it, they're replaying it on NBA TV. They already replayed it on TNT. It's everywhere. And I'm happy for him. He's one of the greats, but gosh, I'm sad for the Bucks fans, because I actually felt bad for them. That was embarrassing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What? I don't know what Nadio is. CBS Sports Radio, and we're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. And then also on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, and our Facebook page, you've got about a half hour left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We're on the cusp of some QB news, really good stuff. But first, Ron is hanging on in Wisconsin, wants to talk about the Bucks. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I'm still up. I'm not happy.
I can imagine.
I'm in shock. Bucks stopped playing. I don't. You know, I've been watching the Bucks a long time. This is one of the worst playoff losses I've ever seen for the Bucks.
Yeah, it was perplexing, mind-boggling for sure.
Somebody should have been in Durant's face. I don't care how many shots he takes. Well, somebody get in his face.
Yeah, they definitely had a bunch of breakdowns on defense. They had a couple of just turnovers at the end that were inexplicable, where the ball was either passed to a guy's knees and it went through his legs, or the ball would hit him in the hands and he would just let it bounce off him out of bounds. They had poor shot selection themselves. And then, as I say, they really struggled in terms of their rotating on defense, especially in the fourth quarter. It's just like they started chasing. As opposed to staying home and doing what they'd done in the first two quarters of that game, they got freaked out by Kevin Durant, started chasing everybody. I mean, it was embarrassing to watch, not to mention that they couldn't handle both ends of the court. Their own offense went cold. So, yeah, it was a mess.
Got in Durant's face, and they played defense in Milwaukee, and they stayed home, but they – then I stopped playing, and they're gonna have to have a good game Thursday night, just to get it to the seventh game.
Right, for sure.
I don't know. You don't let one guy beat you.
Exactly. That's what I said, Ron. He's one guy. I mean, even if he scores 80, he's still one guy. And Jeff Green, they left him open too many times, and he was hitting his threes. He had some rhythm. They had opportunities and did not capitalize on them. But to me, it felt like they got really tight.
He comes off the bench. Come on.
He gets paid, too. You got bench players that get in the game that are important. Don't be knocking the bench, guys.
They stop moving the ball. They stopped playing. They stopped everything.
No, I'm with you. They stopped everything. They, like I said, they got tight and they locked up. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just, it's past 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm still up.
Oh, well, we're glad to keep you company, sir.
I know what I'm saying. I like your show. So.
Oh, cool. Good to have you with us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and one more comment.
Aaron
Rodgers is doing, it's not funny at all.
No, it's definitely not.
I don't know. You can go jump in the lake. So.
Well, he did that in Hawaii. I think he was feeling himself. All right, Ron, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Although I feel like poor Ron is kind of a mess. But at least we're here. We're commiserating with him. Misery loves company. And so I'm here for your company if you're miserable as a sports fan. But also, you need to get it off your chest. Well, we provide that therapy. Now, I promise, as we go into QB news, it's an Aaron Rodgers-free zone.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
He's got a man wide open. John Brown, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo! John Brown from Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson in the shotgun. Lob to the five. It is caught. Touchdown, Willie Snead!
Play fake by Russ.
Throws deep. Man wide open. It's Lockett. He's in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Tannehill rolling, throwing. Touchdown, Titans!
Burrow back to pass. Throws into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's intended for Tyler
Boyd. Touchdown.
Touchdown, yeah. Bengals!
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Hump Show. There's a lot to get to because there are a ton of NFL teams that are still holding their mini camps, mandatory mini camps, and it just whet my appetite for what's to come in about 5 weeks when the NFL launches into full training camps like we did not see last year, complete with preseason games. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's start with Cam Newton. And I swear to you, I did not recognize him until he started smiling. Once he starts smiling and he's really happy, you can see that Cam smile. But I didn't even recognize him when I first saw his photo on the computer, the Zoom call. He is not at all phased. He's not at all nervous or upset or anything that Aaron Rodgers would feel. Oh, crap. I said an Aaron Rodgers free zone. Sorry. He's not worried about the fact that the Patriots drafted Mac Jones.
It didn't make me feel any type of way because he was the right pick, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. And you know, he was the best player available, and that's what the NFL draft is for. As far as, you know, having any chip on the shoulder, like, I mean, stating the obvious, I don't need too much to get myself going. It's no disrespect to Mac. It's no disrespect to, you know, Bill and his decision. I support it 110% because there you still have to do what's right for the organization for the long haul. So, you know, like I said, I will reiterate, it's like we all have to make each other better, and it starts with ourselves.
And right now, when you're looking at that quarterback room, Cam is just one of four different options. We'll hear from Bill Belichick on his QB room coming up. Last year, 20 total touchdowns for Cam, 8 through the air, 12 on the ground, 10 interceptions. There were fumbles in there as well. He really wasn't comfortable. The entire offense was a disaster. And yet, the Patriots bring him back on another one-year deal.
This offseason is about getting back to a championship standard. And from meeting time to when you check in, when you clock out, you know, understanding what you're supposed to do on top of the other 10 people that you're out there with, and just putting everybody at ease. So, you know, no matter who's out there, you know, we're going to push each other to get better, and that's what we're expected to do.
Cam's way ahead of where he was last year at this time. There's no question about that. I mean, it's, you know, as you would expect, he – you know, has a good year of experience under his belt and is able to start the process at the beginning and not be in a catch-up mode like he was last year.
I'm telling you what, Belichick loves Cam Newton, and Cam is part of that mutual admiration society. The way the two of them have bonded has been pretty impressive. But there are a lot of different quarterback options for the Patriots. And to me, this is one of the best competitions in the NFL as we get closer to training camp. So what about those four guys in your QB room?
They're all hardworking. They all put in a lot of time and, you know, ask good questions, really try to stay on top of the material. And Brian, of course, has the most experience. And Jared and Cam both have experience in a little different ways. Jared's been with us a little bit longer. Cam's obviously had more NFL experience and the playing experience from last year, and you know, Mac has the least amount, but, you know, he's learning quickly and working hard at it.
What's gotten into Bill Belichick? Why is he waxing poetic this way? He's Well, you know he loves to talk about Cam, but also he seems like he's enjoying himself. Really? With football? That's not typically Bill Belichick. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. All right, staying in the AFC East, where the Dolphins were close to the playoffs a year ago. They no longer have Ryan Fitzpatrick. They put all their eggs in the Tua Tagovailoa basket. And it was making the news on Tuesday that Tua, taking the first team reps with the Dolphins, threw not one, not two, not three, not four, but five interceptions in practice.
We wanted to be aggressive today within the pass game. We wanted to see if we could fit throws in. We wanted to see what throws we could make, you know, under these conditions. And we were just trying to push the ball vertical down the field. There's some plays that didn't go our way, but that's plays that we can take a look at in the film room and move forward with. Obviously, you want to be smart, but you know, if there's a time to make mistakes, now's the time to make mistakes. And
good point.
You know, we're just trying to see what we can fit in the hole, what we can throw within coverages, you know, and come in the film room and then learn from it.
He does make a great point. If you're going to be aggressive and try new stuff or try to go all out, you might as well do it in a practice where it matters none at all, except Big Brother is watching. So Tua Tagovailoa, the undisputed starter of the Miami Dolphins, unless something goes wrong, heading into his second year as an NFL QB, as is Joe Burrow. And boy, the Bengals have got to be thrilled because best case scenario so far, 10 offseason practices, no issues at all for Joe Burrow's surgically repaired left knee. And he is very optimistic about being ready for the start of training camp as well as full go week one.
Happy with where it's at. Still got a ways to go. Still got about, you know, 3 months left for the rehab. But I'll be ready to go for the season as long as there's no setbacks. And right now it's looking good.
You know what's interesting? And I know this happens a lot. We maybe paid more attention to it in Houston because of the scenario with Deshaun Watson, the uncertainty. But Zach Taylor had this 3-day mandatory minicamp scheduled. And after one day was like, okay, we're good. Go ahead, you're home. Now, it may be because enough of his guys participated in voluntary workouts that he didn't feel like he needed to continue practices. So again, they've had 10 practices. Maybe he just felt like we're good now. But I think that is interesting that not everybody uses all of their mandatory minicamp time. And it probably does coincide with how many of their guys showed up for voluntary activities. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Robbie Anderson is reunited with Sam Darnold in Carolina, and he's noticed a change in his former, now once again current QB.
When I walked in the building and just, you know, viewing him, I see like a new energy out of him, like, you know, like a glowing charisma that I didn't really see in New York. You know, I don't really market small market, big market. That's, I don't really can't answer that 100%, but I can view, you know, a difference in him.
Oh my gosh, I love that soundbite from Robbie Anderson. When was the last time anyone described an NFL quarterback as glowing? So good. I mean, I know exactly what he's talking about. Glowing, charismatic, definitely a fresh energy. In other words, Sam Darnold, as much as he wanted to stay in New York, is happy to have a fresh start where he knows he is the starter. And it was probably an offseason full of angst, too. But how about Robbie Anderson? Glowing. Like a pregnant glow? All right, a couple more here. Matt Nagy has put to rest any doubt at all about who will be his starter come week number one. The Bears head coach was a guest on the Chris Collinsworth podcast, and he says it's Andy Dalton.
Andy is our starter, and again, I can't predict anything. You know, that's you know how it goes. I mean, there's so many things that could happen between today and that week one, but that's Andy is our starter and Justin's our number two. And we're going to stick to this plan. In a perfect world, Andy comes in and he wins football games and we're having success. And Justin is growing and learning on how to play the quarterback position and not being thrown into the fire without, you know, when he's not ready. You literally have no idea until you're up to that pick and that team says, yes, we'll trade you, if you're getting that player that you want or not. And so when we got him, we just all were so excited that, man, we put in so much time in studying these quarterbacks, and in particular Justin, that to get them and have it come to fruition was special.
Matt Nagy also glowing on the Chris Collinsworth podcast, not only because they are confident with Andy Dalton as their starter, but because they didn't think, they weren't sure that Justin Fields would be available or that they'd be able to make the trade to move up to get him. They did, and now they feel like they have an option for the future as well. So interesting to hear from Coach Nagy, in case you were wondering about any type of quarterback competition in the Windy City. And then finally, there is no quarterback competition in Las Vegas, but if the Raiders would ever trade Derek Carr, he says that would be the end.
I'd probably quit football if I had to play for somebody else. You know, I am a Raider for my entire life. I'm going to root for one team for the rest of my life, and it's the Raiders.
We know that Derek Carr is a bit melodramatic at times. I mean, he gets very emotional about things, and when he gets started and he starts talking about stuff, you get the emotions, but he would quit football? What if you got traded to a team where you were the starter and they were a great championship contender? You would quit football? What, that seems a bit extreme. I mean, call me crazy, but if someone's willing to pay you, let's just say, for the sake of argument, the going rate for quarterbacks these days is, what, $40 million a year? Let's just say they lowball you and they only offer you $35 million a year, or hell, $30 million a year. You're going to quit football if it's not the Raiders? Are you kidding me? Oh, dear God, someone could pay me $30 million to do anything, really. Well, not anything. But someone could pay me $30 million to do something that I love. If it happens to be in another city, in another radio studio, well, okay, I'll adapt. I mean, come on, man. Are you serious? You're that committed to the Raiders that you would just quit? It's funny we don't hear that from Aaron Rodgers. Oh, there I go. There I go again. Sorry. A little bit of QB news to whet your appetite. Now, I did not include this awkward exchange in QB news, but did you see that Russell Wilson crashed Pete Carroll's Zoom call on Tuesday? I thought it might be a little less awkward. Oh no, it's as awkward as it sounds. Wait until you hear it. Plus, Travis Kelce tells you, in addition to the Chiefs, who is the team to beat next year in the AFC? I love this stuff. Can we just talk about football forever? And don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So we're now about 15 minutes away on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then our Facebook page too. Good to have you with us here on The Hump Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Things are said, things are said, and sometimes you have to deal with stuff, and that's how we take care of our business. And we're in a fantastic place right now, and really excited about this team and this season.
It's a football feeding frenzy. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Pete Carroll didn't say anything for the longest amount of time. He let it ride. And so as the football world is smoking over Russell Wilson's comments that he wants to be involved in personnel decisions, that he's tired of getting hit, and then his agent literally coming out with a list of four teams that Russell Wilson would play for, all of this happens, Pete Carroll's quiet. He doesn't say a whole lot. He and John Schneider, they keep their opinions to themselves, come to find out. They had spoken to Russ behind the scenes, but they were just going to wait. And we all should have known. I try to tell you, they were not trading Russell Wilson. They were never going to trade Russ, partly because he's their franchise QB, and it didn't make any sense economically, but also because who were they going to find to replace Russell Wilson? And then last week, we hear Russ, in his first comment since February, say, well, the whole thing kind of got blown out of proportion. Are you worried that there might be some friction between Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson? Wait, more friction than when they tried to throw the ball at the half-yard line in the Super Bowl? It sounds like they've attempted to work out their differences and they're trying to put it in the rearview mirror.
Anytime you play professional sports, there's always a possibility of something happening, right? And I think that's just the reality. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. And the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that. And I think that's just a reality. but I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here and I'm here to win. I'm here to win it all.
So Russell Wilson has clarified. Pete Carroll has clarified. Have the two actually been on camera together? So we know this for sure. Well, not until Tuesday. And the moment was, it was cringy.
What's up?
Just letting everybody know we're still friends, you know?
Hey.
Just messing
there
with you.
Go. Get out of here. You had your press conference.
I'm not suggesting that their relationship isn't fine. I think their relationship is just fine. I mean, these guys have been through the proverbial war together. They
get out of here.
They've been on the front lines together. So I don't think there's anything wrong with their relationship. I do think when it comes to families, when it comes to long-term professional relationships, when it comes to friendships, there are moments where you don't see eye to eye and where you get annoyed or where you feel like maybe a change is necessary, but change wasn't happening. So you just figure it out, right? And so anyway, so as I listen to this and if you see it, I don't know if you want to try to find it on social media or whatever, but essentially Russ butts into Pete Carroll's press conference. And I mean, Pete, he's awkward as it is, but the way that he's like, get out of here, you.
You had your press conference.
Oh my gosh, just so funny. Mr. Unlimited, he also busts in on other people's press conferences. I'm so done with Zoom too. I'm over it. I'm completely and utterly finished with Zoom. I never want to hear the word Zoom ever again. And it's actually a good word to make in like Wordscapes games or any type of, whether it's your phone or your computer game or a Scrabble. It's a great Z word, but nope. Never again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. Unlimited.
Yep, that's him busting in on Pete Carroll. Okay, so.
Get out of here.
He's like, shoo, get out of here, you. Just sounds so awkward. I mean, Russell Wilson can be really awkward anyway. Right. I mean, he's a goofball. He'll tell you that he's a goofball. Just the way that Pete Carroll responded to him. Shoo, get out of here, you. This is funny. Maybe it's just me. It's totally fine. I mean, I find humor in the weirdest situations. I'll readily admit that. I meant to do this earlier in the week and I just didn't get to it because we've been pretty busy with a whole bunch of other stuff. P.S. Have you noticed that it's been nearly an entire half hour of football? It's just been glorious. I miss football. I'm really excited 5 weeks from now. A friend of mine, actually might have been my sister-in-law, recently asked me, how busy is work? Do you get a slowdown at all over the summer? And I said, well, the NBA and the NHL will crown their champions. Actually, I probably said hoops and hockey. They'll crown their champions in roughly mid-July, depending on how long the series go. And I said, you know, you've got baseball, the All-Star game. Certainly there's still golf and tennis going on, but it slows down a tad. Even the beginning of training camps, we're going to have a period of maybe 3 or 4 weeks where it's not quite as frenetic as it's been with games every single night. It's been nutso for a couple of months now. And so I told her there's a mini slowdown there, but before you know it, we're going to be into training camps and then football storms the center ring of the circus, like storming the beaches of Normandy, just like take it over. And that'll be the end of any free time. However, I was using some of my free time on Tuesday evening before the game started. I went out to Thai food with a friend of mine, which was delish. And then I potted some babies. I've got baby tomato plants and baby begonias. I put pink and a red in the same pot. I also cut back my fern, it's a Boston fern, but it's older. I threw away a lot of the other parts of the fern and kind of took a sprout, and it's turning into its own plant now. My fern, my geranium from last year, which I also cut way back, but it's starting to green up again. And I have a citronella plant on my patio just to try to help with mosquitoes and other bugs. And so I had them all in a row on the back end of my patio. It's just a pretty small patio, maybe 6x6. Off my kitchen window. And so they made me really happy. All of my babies are sitting out there like ducklings in a row. So that was my free time for about an hour, hour and a half on Tuesday. Thankfully, my free time was not spent with Roto-Rooter like it was on Monday. Roto-Rooter and then cleaning up after Roto-Rooter, who thankfully was there when I needed him, because otherwise I might have a flood in my bathroom downstairs. So I'm not complaining. Straight ahead, Ask Amy Anything, sort of. So you've got a few minutes left to send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also our Facebook page. Oh, wait. No, I got to finish what I was. This is what happens to me. My spaghetti plate brain. I got off on a tangent, and then I forgot that I had actually started talking about something. So going back to the weekend, I was wanting to get to this one little snippet here from Travis Kelce, but we've had so much other stuff that's been going on because it's really busy right now in sports. So better late than never. Jarvis Landry hosted his celebrity softball game over the weekend. And I'll let you hear what he had to say about Odell Beckham Jr. maybe next hour. But Travis Kelce, I thought this was interesting. Travis Kelce was part of his celebrity softball event, and he was on camera. Now, maybe he was being generous because he was playing in Jarvis's softball game, but he was asked about the teams to beat in the AFC.
I would say they're definitely a contender, without a doubt. I mean, it's definitely there. Baker and the gang have upped the ante, made this team an unbelievable team and a team you have to prepare for and take serious. And, you know, I think that moving forward, without a doubt, I can see a lot more playoff games between us. And, you know, I'll just take it one day at a time and hope for it. But I think that, you know, the Browns and Chiefs are definitely neck and neck for sure.
So that's Travis Kelce. Now, again, it might have been partly because he's at Landry's softball game and you would never dare put down the host or his team by proxy. So that may have been part of it. He was feeling generous. He's having fun. They're at a charity event. It's good times. But he did say he would hope for more playoff games between the Browns and the Chiefs. So how do you feel about that, Cleveland? Even Kansas City, would you hope for more playoff games between the Browns and Chiefs? I will not forget how that game ended. I won't make you relive it. Plus, I got to take a break. We got to ask Amy anything. But those final couple minutes, those were, well, like I said, they were unforgettable. Ask Amy Anything straight ahead. Get your last couple questions in. Producer Dave is waiting on you, you stragglers.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Thanks for joining us for The Hump Show. Having a good time. I'm laughing. I hope you're laughing. I probably don't need more caffeine, but I've been thinking about it. And now I'm focused and locked in for your questions this week. Ask Amy Anything. 855-212-4227. That's always our phone number. Try to drop it in there. And we appreciate you finding us on Twitter and Facebook. So producer Dave is, he and I have discovered we may have a personnel issue, as in there's no personnel out in the newsroom. So I guess we're not going to worry about it right now because we have a show to do still. questions. Let's hope that there were some questions that were interesting that we'll carry just in case we have to, you know, entertain when there's no personnel in the newsroom.
Yeah, there's always questions. Many, many questions.
Oh, no. Good questions, I mean.
I mean, I hope so. Well, we're about to find out. Ike asks, you mentioned snacks earlier, and you had plenty of them. What were the snacks on? You said you had enough snacks
tonight,
to get through the show tonight.
Yeah.
So what were the snacks on the menu tonight?
Well, there's always some goldfish. I mixed in a few cashews and almonds tonight. I know it sounds really boring. I have key lime Greek yogurt, and I will be mixing it with blueberries because that sounds delish, and it tastes really good, too. I had a banana. If I get desperate, I also have an apple. And yesterday, when I ate all of my snacks way too early, a friendly coworker gave me this pumpkin spice granola bar. Now, at the time, I only ate half of it, maybe not even half of it, because it had a lot of sugar in it. But I finished it tonight. So, yeah, I feel like I've got some good nourishment. I only ate one meal on Tuesday. So, yeah, I probably came to work a little hungrier than is the norm.
All right, so Kent always asks this question, but we'll ask it again anyway.
Okay. Well, wait, have you asked it before?
Usually. Yeah, but it's an ongoing question.
Oh,
so
okay.
He wants to know how the half or potentially full,
no full
marathon training is going.
No full yet.
And how many miles are you running either per day or per week?
Oh, dear God, I'm not running every day. Sometimes it's 90 degrees and 94% humidity. I do not run in 90 degrees and 94% humidity. Right now, I'm doing, we'll say, about 10 miles a week. I'm also biking and doing yoga and mix. So I'm cross training more than anything right now. But I'm starting to enjoy the runs a little more as I've gotten back into it. Currently, we are terming it training for a half marathon because I will not make the decision until I get to the half marathon in October. I've picked one. It seems like it's full go now. I've picked a half marathon in October on a Saturday. And once I do that, if it goes well, because my last half marathon did not go well, I wasn't trained enough. It's my own fault. It was a brutal experience. I was in a lot of pain. I thought the last three miles I was going to die. And so if this one goes well, and it's not just because I'm too old, if I train better, then I'll consider the marathon. But at this point, it's half marathon training, and it's still a ways away. So I'm cross-training more than anything. Once I get to about August or so, I will start to increase the mileage per week. And so my runs are becoming longer. I'm running about an hour, a little more than an hour each now. And then a shorter run as well. So I feel like I'm in a good stride, but I have not made the decision yet to do a full. I got to do the half first because it's been a few years since I've done one.
Yeah, nobody should do a full marathon ever.
You're not going to support me if I decide?
I will support you. I will never do one ever. I just think it's too much.
It's torture.
Unnecessary.
It might be torture, but I might be torturing myself. We'll see.
There's always that. Brenda wants to know, have you spoken to Grammy Helen since your visit?
Yes, I called her the night that I got back and told her that I had a safe flight, how I almost missed my flight, blah, 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 whatever. And so I did talk to her then, and I encouraged her to get back to yoga herself. There's a yoga class that allows them to sit in a chair, and she had done it twice before the pandemic, and they've reinstituted it now, so I've been encouraging her to go to yoga. Asked her if she sat out on the porch. She hadn't on the day that I left. But here's the really great news. My uncle, my uncle Tom lives in Appleton or in the area. And my uncle Kenny, he lives in Phoenix. But he and his wife, my Aunt Jane, they are traveling to Wisconsin next. So they'll be there in a couple of days. So Grammy went from having 5 days with me to then having 3+ days with her youngest son and his wife. And so she's getting a lot of attention and a lot of long-awaited visits, and I know she's looking forward to that. I do believe that my father will be there in September. This is his mom. And so she's going to have a bunch of visitors over the course of the summer. I was supposed to call her Tuesday evening, and I got wrapped up in work. That's totally my fault. I'm going to call her. Well, it's not my fault. I'm going to call her Wednesday night, though.
Sounds fair. So Jennifer wants to know.
Sounds fair.
Jennifer wants to know if you had to adopt another pet or decided to, but you couldn't.
A turtle.
But you couldn't.
Is that the question?
Well, question was if you couldn't adopt a dog or a cat.
Yeah, I'm never adopting a cat again. The cat that I have right now has become so unhinged. I do think she might have some mental issues. This cat follows me around the house and all Sugar does is howl at me. I did have a pet turtle when I lived in Oklahoma. His name was Trabis. Trabis, because my younger niece could not say the V at the time. So we named him Trabis. And he was great. He was a lot of fun. I rabbits don't live very long. I've got some family members who have rabbits, but they only live like maybe 5-6 years. So that would break my heart. And I don't know if I could deal with a rabbit in my house. I'm not sure where I would put the rabbit. So turtles are fun, and they hibernate half the year. So yes, it'd probably be a rabbit. I mean, I'm sorry, probably be a turtle or fish maybe, but I do not love to clean fish tanks. I don't know how many of you have fish. I can't stand cleaning the tanks. It drives me crazy. How about a hermit crab? Can I have a hermit crab? They seem to be pretty low maintenance.
I think they are. So you just don't get a turtle that has to live in water, because that's not fun to clean.
Yeah, no, same thing. It would be the same kind of thing. I don't want to clean a terrarium or an aquarium or anything like that. That's way too high maintenance for me. But if no dog and no cat, I'm definitely not getting a snake or a tarantula. There's none of those like exotic animals. So it would probably be a turtle. Or I'm trying to think if there's a lizard maybe, but you still have to have a whole big like setup for them.
What about a bird?
No, they talk too much. There's plenty of talking. The cat's got the corner on the market on talking. Why can't I have another dog? What's wrong with that?
I already deleted the question. Whatever her name was, she asked it, not
Jennifer,
me.
Jennifer, you said.
Yes, it was Jennifer. Moving on to what we saw yesterday.
Side note, though, I'm not getting another pet. Two is plenty. Three was way too much to handle. It was a lot. So two is good.
Yeah, we have two birds, a turtle, and
But you also have a family of eight or something like that, so it's different.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm taking care of them on my own.
I lost count myself. Scott wants to know, with the Madden cover teaser that we saw yesterday of goats, forget the goats, who do you think should be on the next cover of Madden?
Wait, I have no idea. Were there goats, like actual animal goats?
Yeah, hinting at the fact that the next Madden cover may be Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, someone in the goat conversation.
Okay, so I don't have to pick a goat?
No, just who do you want to see on the next Madden cover?
Oh, it'd be hysterical if they put Aaron Rodgers on it in a Packers uniform, wouldn't it? I have no issues. I'm assuming Tom Brady's been on the cover before. So I would have no issues with Tom Brady being on the cover, especially considering, you know, the kind of change in direction in his career and how well he played last year. I do think it would be funny to put Aaron Rodgers on the cover. How about a Travis Kelce? How about a Davante Adams, who might have a new quarterback? No, he's not going to. Trying to think who else. I mean, if you wanted to go outside the box, you could put like an up-and-coming player. Like Justin Jefferson had a huge year. How about a defensive player? Has there ever been a defensive player on the cover of Madden? Or do they not play defense on Madden? I don't play any type of video games, so it's not really my area of expertise. But if Tom Brady, if they're doing goats, it's got to be Brady. I wouldn't have any issues with Mahomes, but I think it'd be fun to go some other direction too. And Travis Kelce freaking killed it last year, so how about Travis Kelce?
I agree with the Kelce idea. I think what they're going to do is put Brady and Mahomes both on the cover.
But Mahomes is not a goat.
Not yet. I think that's okay. what they're it's a passing of the torch type thing. I don't love it. I haven't played Madden in about 20
years. Brady's not letting that torch go. He's not. That's You're going to have to knock true. Him over, knock him out to get
How
the torch
get
from
rid
him.
Rid of this guy. Anyway.
Come on, he's good for football.
That's true. David wants to know, with your show airing from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when was the last time a big breaking news story happened while you were on the air? And what was the biggest ever story that broke while you were on the air?
Oh my gosh, it happens all the time. We have late playoff games that don't end until we're literally on the air. So remember World Series Game 5 between the Astros and the Dodgers? That one was insane. It went into extra innings. It was like a 5-hour plus game and didn't end until we were on the air. We've had Stanley Cup games go into sudden death and they don't end until we're on the air. Then you think Olympics in other countries across the globe, they're going on live while we're on the air. You think about not just that, but Wimbledon or the British Open. I mean, there are plenty of sporting events that take place while we're actually on the air. I would say there have been many breaking news stories that have taken place while I've been on the air. But if you're talking about sports, the one that I think really challenged me was that story that came out of, I think it was upstate New York, when Tony Stewart was racing in some kind of a dirt track event and ran over a guy. And it was another driver, I believe, he died. And that happened while we were on the air and the news was starting to break. So that was one sporting event that was... Yeah, that was stunning, and we had to rally and figure out how to cover it because there was no other choice. We had to do it since we were here. But man, there have been many breaking news stories while we've been been on the air. So yeah, it happens a lot more than you think, David.
Last one real quick. Ryan wants to know, do you have a favorite movie quote?
When 900 years old, you become look as good. You will not. Brownie points if you can figure out or remember where that is from. There are so many. I could go on and on and on and on and quote a ton of movies. I love Tom Hanks movies, and so those are some of my favorites. But there's a bunch of chick flicks out there that I've got movie lines memorized from. And yeah, there's lots of them, from Star Wars, from, oh my gosh, from Lord of the Rings. Not on the, oh, but it's not, it will not be, wait, what is it? Not on this day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.